There's some things going on here in Indiana that I'm sure people are generally unaware of. And I have some contacts, I had made a contact with Superfaith to talk with him a little bit, but I'm not sure what happened. I think he had an ice storm down there, and I don't know if he's out of it for a while or not.
Yeah, he's disappeared. No one knows what. I think he's just focusing on the family right now. But you wrote a lot of things in your email. Why don't you just go through them one at a time and break it down for us? What do you see? What's going on?
About a year and a half to 2 years ago, we started being contacted by FEMA saying, you've got to put some plans together. The first plans had to do with, the reason was avian flu. Now, you know, I don't know. My brother's a doctor, and a couple hundred people around the world have died from bird flu. And not really a serious threat right now, unless they know something that we don't. But the point is, we were to put together a plan to vaccinate every person in the county within 48 hours.
You're kidding me. Wow.
And then that plan has to be practiced two or three times. I mean, literally, we've gotten every police officer we can, and buses, and volunteers, and set it up. And, you know, logistically, it's just really not possible to do. I mean, we've run through this thing 100 times and in our heads, and several times dry runs. It's just not logistically possible. But the point is, they want to be able to vaccinate people very fast. For some reason, it might be bird flu, but my brother's saying that, you know, bird flu really, you know, is an event right now, unless they know something we don't know. Then the sheriff's department started getting long questionnaires. I got one myself. I didn't fill it out, and lots of questions. You know, what kind of resources do we have? What kind of how many officers? What can we handle? What are you going to do if Chicago has an emergency and you have 400,000 people heading in your county, where can you put mass graves? We need to know spaces and mass graves. How many can you handle? Can you handle bodies from surrounding counties and those types of things? And we're going, what the heck are you guys talking about? You know, tell us what's going on. Oh, nothing. Nothing's going on. We're just contingency plans. If something ever happened, you know, we just really need to know how to handle things. And then I was contacted by Homeland Security through what we have to do is have what is called a hazard mitigation plan. All right, well, that sounds good. And what they're saying is FEMA is saying that disasters are costing them too much money. So we've got to have a plan to mitigate the damage from disasters, if a disaster ever happens. And I understand, you've got New Orleans, you've got fires in California, and you've got tornadoes in Oklahoma, and you have those things going on. But we're looking at them going, you know, look, we're in the middle of a cornfield. What kind of disasters are we talking about? Oh, earthquakes and, you know, fires and flooding and tornadoes, and we're, okay, well, what are the real chances of those things happening to us? Oh, it's very rare, but still, we want to have mitigation plans. What kind of stuff you talk about? I just had my last meeting today with them, in fact. And, you know, they're literally telling me that they want to harden our fire stations. All right, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know how when a 747 here's what he said today, when a 747 hits a nuclear reactor and just slides off of it, that kind of hardening we're talking about.
What the heck? Oh my God.
Well, first off, you know, I mean, for what reason, you know, if a 747 lands in the middle of town, it's not worried about the whole town, forget the fire department.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh, you know, that's just an example. Well, you know, hardened against water, what do you think's going to happen? Well, we think just maybe high wind. Well, those are two different things you're talking about there. You know what is going on? And, you know, they're just, so we've actually, I went to the first two meetings. There's six mandatory meetings. I went to the first two, and I said, this is a waste of time. You know, if you don't show up, well, what's going to happen? Well, we don't know, but the law says you have to be involved in this. So we set up this meeting today and had this final meeting. But when we first got there, they laid this map out. It's like 10 feet by 5 feet of the whole county. And he said, we want to know every important thing in this county. We want to know where police departments are, where weapons are stored, hazard material, where can we land a helicopter, where are the airports, how big of a plane can you land in those airports, where are all the bridges, where are all the power stations, where are all the generating stations, where are all the substations. I mean, they literally want to know what everything. I'm sitting there thinking of this, and I'm thinking, man, if there was ever a martial law, this kind of information is exactly the kind of stuff they're going to want, because they'll, I mean, we're just laying it all out for